Voice of America on Friday, March 2nd, 2018, and this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the coronation of Ndebele King.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the High Court's move to block the installation of Ndebele King.
The High Court ruled today that it is unconstitutional to install Ndebele King. Ndebeles were expected to install Prince Bulelani Lobengula Kumalo tomorrow as the new Ndebele King.
But also following the interjection of the Ministry of Local Government, the ceremony has been stopped with Home Affairs Minister Obet Mpof warning that there will be dire consequences if the High Court order is not heeded.
Bulelani Lobengula Kumalo was expected to take over from the second and last Ndebele King, Lobengula, who disappeared in 1894.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us right now at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tlauti tinge tichi zea nyaya ilikuune tashukuru kuma tebele nduko yekuti pois kwa ere mambo ikoko se tsika zevanu vechi tebele urumende kuti izozo azisi mbumbirire mitemo nekudaro hazvikwanise kunge zvichiitwa asi vamwe kumatebele ndikoko vari kuti vanoda kuti pange paina mambo kana ishe sezvaitika kare kuna ana Muzilikazi nana Lobengula. Toda kunzwa maonero enyu panyaya iri kunetsa zvikuru iyi. Gibbs,
yebo Blessing, kunjani foit? Yes, tatavuka lamhlanje. Yes, soke lamhlanje lokandaba sixoxa ngodaba olungani lusekudweni udaba loku kuti kube lenkosi yesizwe samaNdebele. Lapha sikhuluma ke ngoPrince Bulelani Lobengula Kumalo okade kumele agcotshwe kusasa, kodwa okanye ngazani sokumiswe yi-High Court ethi akukho emthethweni kwenzakale khonoko. Sikhuluma nje uBulelani Lobengula Kumalo sefikile koBulawayo, baqale bangani bayamvimbela ukuthi angene aze fike e-airport, kodwa hayi okanye ngazani sefikile lapho kumele ayikhona. Sikhuluma njalo ke kulabantu abaningi abasemngceleni, sikhuluma lapha nge-Pipe Bridge kanye le-Plumtree abadlule ukungena ukuthi bazebona kugcotshwa inkosi, ukuthi abavinjelwe phandle. Abanye bavele e-South Africa, eBotswana, abanye njalo bavele leSotho leSwaziland befuna ukuthi bebona ukuthi kwenzakalani. So ke sikhuluma njalo ke khonapha kulabanye abathi ngcono kuqhubekele phambili ngoba abantu bemthwakazi bebetshaya itoyitoyi beseqela phezulu beqolotsha besithi akube njalo. Singazi ukuthi kuyahamba njalo Blessing kumbe kuyamiswa ke umtshokotsho. So ke nxalifisa ukuthi le lingele kuhlelo nasi inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Lingakhohlwa njalo ukuthi kulo mnumzana Raphael Stanley Kumalo kuzobuya njalo lo Zwide Kumalo bathi labo bazinkosi. Iye kunjalo ba.
Onguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti munge muchifona tichitaura nyaya idzi pa namba dzedu 001-202-619-2077. Hongu dariri pamusoro rati hazvifanire kuenderera mberi zvekugadzwa kwamambo uyu, asi vamwe vari kuti aiwa vari kuzoenderera mberi vachiita izvozvo. And earlier on, Gibbs, I did reach the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Obet Mpofu, to discuss this whole issue. Maybe let's take a listen to what he had to say.
The fact that they say they are going to defy the High Court order is illegal. I mean, people who defy the law would be committing an offense against the laws of the country. So we hope people will abide by what the court has decided. I mean, even government, on our part, we will abide by what the High Court has decided upon. So I urge those that want to go against the determination of the High Court to abide by it, as we will not tolerate any defiance to what the court has said.
But is this whole thing and confusion not causing instability in Bulawayo? Are there any attempts by the government to address this issue?
No, the whole thing is unconstitutional. Our constitution does not allow that kind. We don't have the provision for a king in this country. And these so-called coordinators are aware of that. They are just, creating smoke, which is totally misdirected and unacceptable. We will only condone something that is within our constitution and within our laws of Zimbabwe. And those that want to break the law, they know what happens to people who break the law.
But is the government open to a dialogue with these people who are saying they want to establish their kingdom?
No, we cannot negotiate an illegality. They want the provision for a king in Zimbabwe. They have to approach their MPs, they lobby their MPs to change the laws of the country, not to unilaterally impose their breaking of the law by using, uncouth methods like they hired people to demonstrate against even the meeting that we had this morning. We have said, and the new dispensation is saying, people are free to exercise their rights in within the framework of legality. But if people exercise their rights, their so-called freedoms, to break the law, that is not acceptable.
There was the Minister of Home Affairs, Honorable Obet Mpofu. He's saying that in the country's constitution, there is no provision for the coronation of a king. Mpofu, wanzwa Gibbs, wanzwa kuti mubumbiro remtemo pana panonzi panokwanisa kugadzwa mambo kuma Tebeleland uko. Vachitiwo vanenge vachida kuita izvozvo vanokwanisa kuenda kunhengo dzavo dzedare reparamende kana kuti maMP votaura kuti bumbiro remutemo wenyika ringe richivandudzwa kuti pange paina mambo, asi mamiriro akaita zvinhu iko zvino hazvitenderwi pamutemo. Vachitiwo vanhu vanenge vaungana mangwana vachiti vada kugadza mambo uyu vanenge vachityora bumbiro remutemo wenyika, nekudaro mapurisa anosunga vanhu vakadaro.
Yes, yamuzwa lapha ke umnumzana wako Bheti Mpofu kangelepela ngendaba zekhaya uti bangakwenza kona kuti kugcotshwa inkosi kusasa kuzaba lokugedla kwamazinyo. So uti hayi akukho emthethweni phela, kumele kuyekelwe. I'm happy that we are joined by Mr. Evangela Ncube, who is the spokesperson for the Royal Crown Trust. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Tell us, what is the latest now on this issue of the coronation?
Well, late this afternoon, Justice Makones judged that we cannot proceed with the coronation tomorrow until there is a provision either in the Constitution or in the legislation. His interpretation was that the law only provides for a chief, a headman, and a village head. And to the extent that that is the case, then we still have to go back to the legislature for an opening for a monarchy. That was his judgment.
And what was your kind of reaction to that kind of judgment?
Well, naturally, we disagreed with the judgment, but that is the judgment of the High Court. There is nothing we can do about that. We either can appeal that one, but we have not decided as yet as an organization, as a people. We still have to sit down and formulate a way forward, whether we appeal or do it otherwise. But that is what has been decided by the court.
But there were reports that some people were saying they are going ahead anyway. Is that what is going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I cannot say that as an official who was one of the respondents or the applicants, let me put it that way. So when the court makes a judgment, it is binding on me. I still have to sit down with colleagues and chat the way forward. Of course, the people are angry. People are anxious. People are determined to have their king. And certainly, we will have a king. There is no question about that. We will finally have a king in future. I don't know whether it is tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, or when the decision is going to be made by the people. But a king, we are definitely going to have one. Our culture requires that we have a king, and we cannot allow our culture to continue paralyzed. We have to ensure that everything is in place. We have a headman, we have a chief, we have a king. Our culture requires that, as I'm saying. The Constitution has to provide for that. The laws have to provide for that. If that is the case, the case of the absence of the provision. But our interpretation is that the Constitution is silent. It's just silent. It doesn't prohibit a king. It doesn't. But the judge was of a different view.
Yeah, Masters Kangela ke ungathini ngo principle lelani lophekula Khumalo njalo labantu wathi kumele bengene khonapha ke kubengene khonapho kweZimbabwe bangena kumbe lokho bevinjiwe
abantu abaningi bavinjiwe amabhasi amaningi abuyele emuva ngikhuluma up to into engabe 25 buses ezisiza eBayibridge awolone kuBotswana side kuZambian side the Mozambique side, all the sides of the Lizwe bekuvaliwe kusuka izolo, abantu abangaphathanga amapasipoti kakhulu aweZimbabwe bengabavumeli ukuthi bangene. Ukunye nayo inkosana umntwana ubulelane lobhengula Khumalo ekufikeni kwakhe bafike bamvimbela ukuthi angene, size samlanda khona e-airport kodwa usekhona phakathi esigodlweni sakoBulawayo.
So singathi ke yena uthini ngakhonokho, uyakhuluma kumbe ukhuluma abadala kuphela?
Ukhuluma thina abadala, usesengumntwana kuhle ngawuxoxa lami kanje uyathola konke okudingayo.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So he's saying that there are some buses, 25 buses that were carrying people from different parts of the from certain other countries. That is people from Botswana, Mozambique, South Africa, Swaziland, Lesotho, and others. So he says they were actually blocked from coming in, especially people that were carrying foreign passports. So he says maybe that was part of the blocking system. And then we've got Skumbuzo Mlalazi here on Facebook uthi amaNdebele abayigcobe ebusuku lenkosi yabo ngoba vele kumele kube njalo. Then Ulanga Ngena says there is nothing that is political about this whole issue. Then we've got Bokarav who says kati babethi kababulawe umthwakazi babadube lamanje ke sibona kunjalo bafuna ukuthi basiphathe ngophondo. Banele mabuya utubukele lawe sibongele kakhulu. So do you have any people on Facebook and maybe someone
of course,
else?
We have some people following on our Facebook page, the Shona page. Preview Makuyana Zinuku Arguti Kudzoka Ngwayalo Bengula Ere Mkore Uno. Then Herbert Keda Hick says, is Matabeleland a kingdom or a province? Of course, those are some of the comments we are getting. Of course, we encourage people to write progressive comments, not to attack each other or insult each other, because we want a civilized debate. Let's go back to Mr. Ngube. Now, Mr. Ngube, who is the real king? Because I've heard so many people coming up and saying that they are the genuine. You know, with the Lobengula or Muzilika's DNA, so many people have come up and there's a lot of confusion. Can you clear the air for us?
Well, what is important is the fact that a king is decided or installed following a particular lineage. There are rules and regulations, cultural rules and regulations that regulate the way you have to identify and coronate a king. In terms of our culture, there is no other person who qualifies except the Crown Prince Bulelani Lobengula Khumalo. There is no problem that they are contestants. The contestants are not a problem. it is normal when you have power that is in a particular office that you have a lot of people that are interested. And there is a different point of view for every person. And more than that, we have different ways of interpreting the rules of our culture. So you then end up with a lot of people that are genuinely interested, and those that genuinely believe that they qualify, and those that really are just being mischievous. But all having been said and done, there is only one person who qualifies, and this is the person that the government blocked today, who are supposed to be coronated tomorrow. And in our culture, you cannot be coronated except by the chiefs, through the chiefs. And there is only one person who is going with the chiefs, who is moving with the chiefs, who is supported by the chiefs, and that is Crown Prince Bulelandope Ngunakumalo. No other person has the support of the chiefs. And you cannot be a king without chiefs. It's impossible. It doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'm told that we are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Machumane Ngube. He's a human rights lawyer based in Bulawayo. Mr. Machumane Ngube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you so much. And tell us about this king issue. You know, the High Court actually says it's unconstitutional to have a king in Zimbabwe, like Bulelani being coronated as the next king of the Ndebeles. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think the High Court has really missed the point by a mile. Our constitution, in fact, does recognize that the institution, the traditional institutions are recognized. That is in Chapter 15, if you read that section, the subsection 1, it's really identical to the South African section, which actually creates, or recognizes, rather, the kingships that exist in South Africa as we know them. What perhaps most people then make a mistake about is that subsection 2 of the Constitution then proceeds to say any person who is a traditional leader can perform the following functions. The function of a chief, the function of a village head, the function of a headman. So I think this is where everyone is getting it wrong. That section then does not say that a traditional leader can only be a chief, a village head, or a headman. It simply says those functions. So if you look at the functions that the chiefs do, you know, that is taking charge of the people within their areas of jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
You would note that ordinarily that is what a king does. But you also recall that, our constitution also does make a provision for everyone within Zimbabwe to enjoy the right to enjoy their culture. And we know that within the Ndebele people, part of their culture is to have chiefs. Over those chiefs presides a king. There is no chief in Matabele that can say I'm a chief without a king. That is how it is. You see, the irony is we are saying we are restoring legacies in Zimbabwe. One of the things that we know existed as part of the Ndebele people is the institution of the monarchy. So once the British, handed over power, certainly one of the things that we should have done at the very core is to say we want to restore the institution of the monarch. But you see, the challenge that people have is that they think that the monarch seeks to create a nation under himself.
Mm-hmm.
Which then threatens, the very security of the Republic of Zimbabwe. But that is not true, you see. Those who think along those lines miss the point by a mile. Because you will recall that even in England, there is a monarchy within, the British system who plays a certain role. We will also recall that in South Africa, there are quite a number of kings within the Xhosa kingdom, mm-hmm. within the Zulu kingdom. But those people all exist within the context of the republic. So really, there is no issue here. We are just splitting hairs. The constitution does not say that there cannot be no king within Matabeleland. It does not say so. So people are reading into the constitution that which is not there.
Mm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I guess we've got some callers. Mm-hmm. Fungai and Kutsanai, maybe you can mm-hmm. take Kutsanai.
Fungai? Totanga, Magani? Mkoma mm-hmm. Fungai?
Yes.
Magani, enyu?
Ndivipo kana makasimba ukuru sei gogo.
Ah, kuno ukuri na ntipe ufungwa zenyu.
Ya, ufungwa zangu ndiruda kubatira wa kumana wa da kukaza kinga.
Mm-hmm.
Nangu andita angu kumatibere ndibati. Inenge ziriko ziru zao. Tuwango wajuana kingo wanitase
mm-hmm.
pa wanoda asi wakareesha kufata kande ngati gajiri new constitution pari
mm-hmm.
waniyo awaru kuchaka hizo shishi kutuwango wajuwa kuzo celebrate the king
mm-hmm.
wangada waka uya kuzo ita kuzo pa input pa constitution kutuzo waru kuzoda wakizi waru kuzoda si
mm-hmm. waru
kuzoda nguwa ya gajiro constitution wanga waka tuwara hizo wazinga zikita hizo pana zatucha zoda wapai pambira patakati neza mkana waka kura siri kuti wagadzirise matambudziko avo pachidziviswa muconstitution ndangoti
mm-hmm.
ndo mashoko angu anenge ava advise kuti kana mangwana pachizotora nyaya yeconstitution vanonga vakaignore kuti inofunga kuti inoda kuzobenefita nhingi kana kuti nhingi kana tichitaura zveconstitution ndikutaura iwewe one day wakavarairwa zvako
mm-hmm.
unogona kuzongokubatsira ndo payava kudiwa manje izvino
mm-hmm.
saka idambudziko ratinenge tiinaro tine ignorant pane zvinhu zvinozotibatsira mangwana ndangoti
mm-hmm.
nayiwa zvangu mo taibata wakumana
hai watinotenda zvikuru mm-hmm. mkoma wafungai
okay thanks
mm-hmm. so what Fungai is saying is that mm-hmm. You know he's seeing people mobilizing now to say let's go and install a king and he's saying that those people at the time when the country was writing the 2013 constitution they should mm-hmm. have pushed for a provision that would allow them to have a king in Matabeleland, he's saying mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong in that. The only problem is that, you know, they did not lobby enough to ensure that there's that constitutional provision gaps.
Mm, good point there. Mm-hmm. So, here starting with Ukutsai Samaita, Usekto Mwenlapa. Ukutsai, Gunja?
Sabtadina.
Yeah, it's been a void. So, Ukutsu, when you're going to talk about it?
Yeah, mina ngubona kwami kuyinto enhle impela ukuthi abantu bakamthakazelo nenkosi yabo yinto esingayithokozela kakhulu lami ngingakujabulela lokho kodwa-ke kulamagwegwe akhona lapha-ke ku-constitution yethu into engazange ilungiswe kwasekuqaleni kwakumele ukuthi ngesikhathi sithola uzibuse sithola inkululeko kwabelungu kube yinto ezahlalelwa phansi ihlafunwe kukhangelisiswe ukuthi kwakungenziwa njani ngokunjalo-ke ngenxa yokuthi umthetho uthule if the law is silent that does not give a provision for people to create laws so okwakhathesi into ekhona umbuzo engingaba lawo ngokuthi is Matabeleland a kingdom or a province if Matabeleland is not a kingdom then we have a serious problem. We cannot have a king where there is no kingdom. Problem is like if we change the rule, but abantu bafuna ukuthatha izinto zase South Africa bezileta lapha. Nxa befuna ukuthi uMakhosi Banda wako wathi ofuna izinto zase Britain kahambe Britain khona ngale, you know, something like that. Abafuna kwase South Africa abahambe South Africa ngoba eSouth Africa balobukhosi sina silabo. And if we want to go back down your history and corner, we will notice that Mzilikazi vele wayengelabo ubukhosi kwasekuqaleni. That's history. Mzilikazi does not have a king's blood. Ngoba aso akaphume ebukhosini kodwa wayeyinduna kaChaka. That's pure history. Wasesiza koBulawayo. Having come to Bulawayo, he installed himself a king. Ngabe uChaka had wanted to follow him. He would have killed him for that because he is a bogus king. Why in Elabu Bukosi and his Zange Vele, Napaga, the Libre Corner, Ikas, Lobukosi, and the Nini, and Mulini, Agum Ziligas. Lolo Pemula, therefore, that makes him a wrong king. just as ubulelani akula bukhosi egazini leliyana ubukhosi bukwaZulu umzilikazi wayeyinduna.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke Samaita ungakhohlwa sasa.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah, baba Evangelo Ncube, I think you are muzwa lapha what you are saying is that you know maybe he had a question, blessing, to say, is Matabeleland a kingdom or a province? You know, so he says, if it's not a kingdom, you can't have a king. And he says, maybe the other factor is that King Mzilikazi himself was an uncle to Chaga, you know. So he had no, this blood, he didn't have the, you know, the king in him, you know. So he says, therefore, maybe this was a pocus king. So therefore, the lineage, in terms of their, you know, the way they were born. So maybe Bulelani as well, he's not a king. So, Mr. Efrigela Ncube, your take on that?
Well, the assertion by the caller that you cannot be a king without a kingdom is absolutely false. It is misplaced, really. There is always provision in different jurisdictions for a king to have to be a king without a kingdom. A kingdom in this case being a geographic area upon which a king is governing. But you have a situation where a king is governing through culture, let me put it that way. If I'm in Ndebele king, I'm a king of those Ndebeles who accept me as their king. It doesn't matter whether they are in Harare, they are in Maswingo, they are in Ebuera, they are in Victoria Falls or wherever they are, I become their king because I'm a cultural king. That is a king without a geographic space. And the misunderstanding that is arising from that is extremely dangerous. Because people always think that when you talk about a king, then you have to talk about the territory upon which he is going to be governing. And also, they always think of a king as a head of state or government. They don't think of a king as part and parcel of a cultural institution in among a particular people. Yes, you'll be having a republican state. You do not need to have a kingdom. Still, within a republic, you can have a king. Within a republic, you can have a king. A republic is a state that is dominated by the elected representatives of the people. They are the superiors of that particular state. A king is part and parcel of that state, but that state will not be a kingdom. It is not always, it doesn't have to always be a united kingdom, sort of like Britain. But you can have a situation like in South Africa or in different jurisdictions, like it exists in Asia, in certain parts of Europe, in certain parts of Africa. You do have kings in Uganda, you do have kings in Ghana, you do have kings in Ivory Coast, but those countries are not kingdoms. So the idea that you cannot have a king without a kingdom, you cannot have a king without a geographic area upon which he is governing, is completely misplaced in this instance.
Thank you very much. I guess we maybe Kuzai Samaita was answered there. And then I think we've got a caller. Siloba Nkumen, for it, Kunjan.
Ntembo.
Yebo, Linjan Bao.
Ndichana Nkosiyam.
Yeah, Unumzana Wilati Moyo, Kunjan Bao.
Hayi nyanyimenga Nkosi.
Yeah, akutsho wena ngodaba lolu ulibona njani?
Ah, phela ukuvingelela umngane wami lapho uMnumzana uNcubu esidala ngamcina.
Yeah, Ntembo yabuza. Ngobe
kujani? Yonza.
Hayi kungazani.
Yonza.
Ye, kubeka baba.
All right, ilo hlupho lapha Dube. Kulomnumzana uRafael Chuma Khumalo, kulomnumzana uZide Kalanga bagcotshiwe insukwane ezidlulileyo. Amaphoyisa nohulumeni kaMnangagwa kazange aphatheke kabi ngakho wabayekela bagcobana ngathi bezigcobana mafutha mhlobo bani. Kanti wayi namhlanje sokugcotshwa ukulelani sebephakamisa amakhanda, kutshoni lokho? Bese futhi ngicine ngokuthi Dube khonapho. Ihulumeni le khona siyayazi sonke ukuthi izinduna izisebenzisa indaba zompolitiki. So ma sokusiba lenkosi ezakhokhela izinduna zekwemandebeleni ngapha, bezwa besesaba ukuthi sebezathatha ama-orders from i-king ikhini ngiyisho zibe le ndaba zompolitika iza kwenza izinto zamasiko ze culture yakithi esindebeleni. So mbona ngani nje ipolitiki le edlalwayo ngukhulumeni lapha wayeyekela abanye bagcotshwa kuthi uthi ayisizwe inkosi ezifanele inkosi yiyo le ukulelana deputy igcotshwe kusasa le.
Foke kumele kwenziweni baba khonapha?
Kati nga isiko lakithi vele sasile inkosi yakithi angithembi ukuthi unqubo ethu ubuza sichazele kahle ukuthi inkosi nxasibuyilize equmilizwe yini lezimbabwe kumbizethini kodwa mayinkosi ezekhokhela amasiko akithi esindebeleni ilizwe lezimbabwe lisinalelonke linjalo ihlonipha uhulumende nalo yabe khona pho inkosi yona leyo yalelwane ukuthi igcotshwe ngoba sifuna amasiko akithi anganyamalali senyamaleli amasiko eduke kanel ubona ezikolo akusafundwa lini lwakithi bambe emaklinika kusela isintu sakithi kwindawo zonke lezi amasiko akithi sekuthabalele ngenxa yalezi zinduna ezithatha ama-orders from politicians not from the king.
Ye hayi siyakuza kakhulu moyo uza kuphendula kolapho-ke ubaba uefidlela Ncube sibonge kakhulu emoyo.
Ngiyabonga nami.
Yes, so here Mr. Willard Moyo, who's a councillor in Slovela in the Midlands province, and so many issues to talk about. He says, you know, when Raphael Khumalo and Peter Khumalo were actually coronated by certain people, there were not so many of these kind of conflicts with the state. Even if we still remember that during Raphael Khumalo's installation as the so-called king, there were some police around and, you know, the running battles with the Republican Party. And he further says that, you know, the problem that he has is the way the government is doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And he says maybe they are fearing that a king can actually have some leverage on what chiefs can say. And therefore, the government may not be having that kind of close proximity to the chiefs. Mm-hmm. So he says there's a little bit of politics there. So maybe you can go to Machobana Ncube and
you are hearing what people are saying about, you know, the problem. It takes us to the issue even of devolution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely.
And what might be the reason why the government is not comfortable with devolution or the issue of a king in Matabeleland?
Well, I think obviously Zimbabwe from the colonial days has been a seriously centralized state. So the government has not come around to appreciate that the constitution has in fact interrupted that system of government and introduced a devolutional state. So for the past 5 years, the government has in fact resisted the implementation of devolution, because what devolution does is that it gives people at the lower level, at the local level, the right to determine their own affairs. So government is uncomfortable with that kind of situation, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then the issue of the king, one of the things you would note is that, in my view, I think they fear that this may be a step towards secession, which is really wrong, because those who are pushing the idea of restoration of the kingdom, sort of the king, are not really pushing for secession, but they are pushing for the establishment of a king or the restoration of a king who has who becomes the guardian and the leader insofar as the cultural affairs of the people under his charge are concerned. But of course, I mean, government being politicians, they got other ideas about all things.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we have another caller.
Mfundisi Moyo, kunjani?
Gibbs, makandiko, nawathelele Studio 7, sithi ninjani lapho?
Hayi, tirope.
Ashukuru.
Tiri? Ye drumpe. No, but I tried. Fundisi, you can actually vouch for me. My sonar is good.
No. Mabakudo mambo kani makutadza kutaura.
I tried. Eh?
Mulkora senya iri kudaro kuti boy.
Ndokuti wano kupiwa kuti garofiye.
Murikuti kudiwo nenya iri mudariro iyi.
Aiwa regai ndipo mashoko mashoma shoma. Munoona nhawi yomambo wakumale pandevere. Inawe yakuta ndaishurira ndekuti vakafarudzwa ivavo kuti vatore umambo ngavapiwe ivavo zvino zvakanaka zvikuru nokuti tikatasanyeya umambo vanhu vakawanda vanopesera vakuzorwa nokuvayana saka nawe kafane bozi nawe iyoiyi ngatisaitorera pasi inhau chava nhau hombe icharwiwa zvikuru zvikwazvo nokuti bozi patakanzwa vhiki dzapera museri vauya kuno vaenda uko kudanaitedi cape vachiropafadzwa vachipa uyembe vanhu vakabva vaita zvishuvashuva murume wavatobva abudira kududzira kuti nae umambo vakapiwa ivavo umambo ngavangove mambo ivavo ngavachisiya nyaya yekuti ndiani undiani kuti pane makwikwi ipapo bhoza mwari ndisakatanga tisakadai kurova kuti nhau ichava nhau hombe ichava hondo huru panyaya umambo uhwohwo asi ndai kukumbira chekuti kumadzishe iwavo unenge angosarudzi ndiye mambo kana kuti ndiye akakodza kuti atore umambo hwokakumalo ngavangotova ivo vanhu vose ngo vavatevera so chezvo kuti mandeira anga asinawo mambo kubva kumakore mazhinji saka mambo wavo wasarudzawo ngavamuteverere uyoyo kwete kurwidzana nokuti handidi kuti vanhu varwidzana vasvika vazourayana nokuti tinoziva kuti vanhu vakawanda panyaya yeushe takaona zvakawanda vanhu vanosvika pakuurayana kuhwira zvakafana zvigare izvozvo saka ndinokurudzira kuti dai vakabatana vakangoteverera umwe umambo uwowo vobva umambo mukuru vobva vopowo vamwewo zvimambo naikizozvanaikavomasaka vovapowa masabhuku masabhu vangori na mambo womukuru saizvozvo ndingavo ndo maonero angu nepfungwa dzangu ndoda kuti munyika muve nerunyararo zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru kavechindeveri vakavaona mambo wavo sanga varege kurwa vangobatana vaite chinhu chimwe chete
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi moyo
aiwa ndinoda kutenda kuti dai mwarudenga zvamaitira zvakanaka vakarwa achiti vanhu varwe vachirwira ukuru wapiwa ndiye wapiwa uhwohwo hozachidi rufu munyika
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
I mean mwarudenga venemi
mufundisi moyo there was saying that you know, the peace must prevail in Matabele, and he's saying that if this new king is the one that, you know, is the consensus candidate, people must support him. And he says that, you know, these issues of chieftainships and stuff like that usually lead to bloodshed. So he's praying that there will be consensus, and then only one person will be forwarded to become the king. I think tinemwe muteereri parunare makadi.
Ndinani makadi zvino.
Tiripo munoitwa vani?
Ndinoitwa Gurajena.
Vagurajena makadi.
Aiwa ndinani zvangu makadi iwe ini ndinofara kupinda muchirongwa dzavana.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu kana mapinda so mune makutotipasa manyemwe.
Chokwadi, ndinotambudzika zvikuru sei pamusoro pevanoti isusu vanhu vechindevere tsika dzedu dzekukanganiswa dzekuitwa sei. Ndigobatikana zvikuru sei zvakare nezvavanogara vachitaura pamusoro pekuti vamunangagwa nguva yavazokumbira uregerero. Munoziva ini ndinotora sekuti tinofanira kuti tikanganirane nekuti tikatarisa nhasi tine vanhu vari kumatebelerend vari kunzi vana moyo vana dhuve tikada kuti titarise vanhu ivavo long break vanhu vechindeveri vakanga vachipamba upfumi hwemashona vachitora mombe dzevashona vachitora vakadzi vakanaka vachienda vachiita zvavaida zvese izvo hazvichatarisiri nevanhu verudzi rwechindeveri vakutarisa zvanezuro zvekuti zvakaitika pana vamunangagwa zvakaitika pahurumende yavamugabe ndinoona sekuti zviri kunzi vanhu ngatikanganiranei ngatikanganwei izvozvo nokuti ivhini mashona akasvikawo pakukangamwa chi izvozvo zvakaitika vandeveri vaitora vakaziakanaka vekumashona vaitora mombe dzemashona
vauraya vachitavagurajena vagurajena
mukoma
muri kumixa history zvinhu zvamuri kutaura zvaiitika nguva yemandebele eshona wati that was the time yenguva yacho iyoyo when people were trying to establish my kingdoms vanhu vairwisana nekupamba nekuti panga vachirwira land and stuff like that handiti zvasiyana na1980 vanhu vabatana ndosaka zviri kunzi vaapologize mukataura zvana lobhengula zvamakutaura nezvekuti vashona vainetsa nemandebele zvanga zviri zvenguva yacho when they were trying to establish my kingdoms fighting for land. 1980 ma boundaries esanga apo vanhu vanga kuzva kuti Zimbabwe inokutangira apa chigumira apa Mozambique inotangira apa ichigumira apa saka zvamuri kutaura zvakasiyana zvinoenderana ne historical period yacho yamuri kutaura saka kana vanhu vachiti vari kuda kuti mutungamiri wenyika apologize hapana chakashata hamungadzokere kumashure uko saka anozo apologize 1989 ndiani
Anyway, regai ndiwe panyaya yeumambo iri kutaurwa iye zvino ini. Ndingada kuti ndimbotibvunzewo kuti umambo humambo vari kutaurwa ndimambo vanomirira rudzi rwevandevere rwese here nekuti kumashona kuri kutaurwa tinavo vana mambo Charumbira tinavo vana mambo Nemangwe tinavo vana mambo Njelele and so forth. Ava mambo vari kunzi vagadzwe kumatebelelend ndimambo vari kumirira rudzi rwese here hakuna here mazimambo agara ariko izvozvo.
Aiwa patsika dzavo machief madiki madika anga aripo asi ivo patsika dzavo vagara kwangwina Lobengula ndiangari mambo pane mutsauko pakati pa mambo naishe vamurutaura vandana ishe
saka
anga ari mambo like
kana takananga ane matongirwe enyika yedu kuti kuna president anga achimira akadini zvavari kuti vanoda kuti kunge kuine mutungamiri wemathebelelend
ku Britain handiti kune mutungamiri wehurumende handiti kozoti vana Prince Charles nana Queen Elizabeth mukaenda ku South Africa kuna president Ramaphosa handiti koita king wemaZulu havasi kuti tiri kuti kana pana king uyu zvaakuda kuti hakuzvitonga kudunhu aiwa ndozvavari kutaura kuti aiwa handizvo vari kungoti patsika dzedu zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika ariko mukaenda kuSpain is the same thing making anenge ariko but vanoita zvematongerwo enyika vanenge varipo vachishanda vese
aiwa kana zvakadaro hazvina hazvo kuipa tinotyira munoona chimiro chinoitika mukati menyika yedu tinoziva hedu hama dzedu idzodzidzi kuti dzinogona kupedzisira zvatikonzeresa hondo mukati meimwe nyika nekuti pfungwa dzavanogara tichinzwa pamusoro pekuti matebelelend vanhu vanongozvisarudza topedzisira tichizoti hatichagarisani zvakanaka asi tinongotora kuti tiri vanhu tiri mazimbabwe tiri vana vemunhu umwe chete zvokuti isusu mandevere isusu vakati makaranga akati tiri kutiramba tichingosorana nekuda kwemarudzi inongotarisira kuti kana vachizviita ngavazviitawo in good faith zvive zvetsika dzavo asi zvisazokonzeresa futi tidzokere pane iya iri kunzi president ngavakumbire regerero nekuti vakaita zvekuita zvekumvhukela zvimvhukela zvavo izvi zvinopedzisira futi zvakonzeresa hondo ngavaite zvetsika dzavo zvigumire mukuita tsika dzavo kwete zvizoda kuita mvhukela
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu vagurajeni
aiwa tinotenda baba nekuti shuwa mashoko avo anoramba achingopatsanura vamwe tinenge takagarisana nevanhu vechindevere but hatopedzisa takungofunga pfungwa dzekudzokera kumashure kuya kuti mandevere nemakaranga
vavawirianizvozvovagurajenazvinogona kukonzerwa ndosaka vanhu vachiti munyika munoda truth and reconciliation South Africa yakaita zvimwe chete Rwanda yakaita zvimwe chete zvamuri kutaura izvozvo hasi zvekuti vamwe vanoti hamungati zvinokonzerwa nemandevere inyaya yekuti munyika vanhu havana kugara pasi vakatarisa nyaya yacho vakaona kuti vanoigadzirisa sei kuchishona zvinonzi mushonga wengozi kuripa saka hakusi kuti zvinhu zvatanga izvino izvi ukauraya munhu unoripa handiti zviri muculture yedu yechishona iculture yezimbabwe kuti kana vadaro ndo zvinoitika
aiwa ipapo hapa kuripa zvangu ndapanzwisisa ndanga ndichingoreva kuti mashoko ekungoti isusu vanhu vechindevere tiri kudai tinodzvanyirwa tinodii zviri kukonze ndakambozviona muchiona ndichidai mukoma wangu pandinosevenza pakatopedzisira potoita batai kutopedzisira kundaa pachada nomapurisa pangotanga kakungosawirirana ikako kemundevere nemushoni saka munoona kuti kafungwa kachingorimwe ende kari kuda kungoramba kariko kuvana vari kuzvagwa kusvika pamhenorii saka tiringotiwo ivo kana vachiita zveumambo hwavo ngavaite zvetsika dzavo Asi tichirangaridza kuti tose tiri vana veZimbabwe, muNdevere, muNdau, Mutonga, Muchiite, tiri vana veZimbabwe.
Aiwa, ipapo tinowirirana zvedu, asi musati mukaona mumwe chete anenge akanganisa moti vanhu vese ndozvavanoita. Asi tinotenda zvikuru vagura jera nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, ndinokutendai zvikuru sei. Handani kuda zvakare angotaura, ndinozvishaiwa mukana, ndingokumbirawo nditaure pamusoro pezvino zvingoitikawo mune zvematongero edu enyika. Ndokumbira ushuwa murambe uchingotibata kuti tiri kugokwe uko kwane mangwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, ticharamba tichikufonerai namba dzenyu taanadzo tichinzwawo kuti zviri kufamba sei munyaya dzekurima nedzimwe.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo chiwanda. Zvinenge ndezvakawandawo zvandinoda kungotaurawo pane zvinoitwawo muna NDCT nemhirizhonga dzinoitika. Saka ndee ndingozama ndichishaya mukana maita zvikuru sandinokupindawo
muchi. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course that day is the Mr. Gurajena, he say he is concerned is that some of these issues might actually end up bringing friction in the country, and he has experienced it, the tensions, you know, in some communities, and he's saying that Mr. Mnangagwa must not apologize for the alleged atrocities that happened in Matabele and the Gukurahundi and stuff like that. But I was telling him that, you know,
certain paradigm shifts, you know, eras.
Exactly. He was going back to 1893 during that time when, you know, people were trying to establish their kingdoms and the Debeles and Shonas were fighting, you know, but that was for that particular period. It happened here in America.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but
they're saying go back to the Stone Age. And
exactly, you know, exactly. Things that happened. I don't think those things quite relate to what is happening now. I think things have changed. We are talking about human rights and issues like that. But of course, I think what it also means is that there is no, like, understanding of what the Ndebele Kingdom is all about. And I'm happy that we have two distinguished gentlemen who have tried to, you know, make people understand what this means. Because, you know, some people, once you talk about Ndebele Kingdom, they're, oh, okay.
They think of devolution. Maybe let's ask Mr. Efigela Ncube the role of a king. So, Mr. Ncube, what could be the role of a king if, let's say, Bulelani Lopekela Khumalo is coronated?
Well, besides the cultural activities that you will be engaged in, your Imala ceremonies and other activities that were done by the king, I'm saying just cultural, he has also some religious functions. Your traditional religious activities are also done by the king. In addition to that, the king is a tool for economic development. Mm-hmm. He's not just coming in to earn a salary to be paid by the people. It attracts a lot of tourism into the country. He is a uniter of the people across the political divide so that they are able to work together to achieve the development that they want for themselves and the future of their children.
Mm-hmm.
So he has an economic function, a social function, a cultural function. Every day, on a daily basis, he has to do something that will contribute to the development of the people. So people must move away from viewing a king as just an additional expense, as just a purely cultural institution. He is a job creator. A good king is an investment attractor. So Zimbabwe is going to benefit a lot. The country is going to benefit a lot if it has a king. It is. So we need a king for the economic, social, and cultural development of the people. It is extremely important that we have one.
Now, fears over devolution and secession, how do you get around that?
Well, if people can succeed without a king, they can always succeed without a king. I can give you countless examples where people have succeeded without a king, and you will find none that have succeeded with a king. So we must not conflate those issues together. The people of Matabele have serious problems with the way they are being governed. I know that people in other parts of the country will have some problems, but here, the government is behaving in a completely different manner, and people genuinely want government to govern them with justice, to give them opportunities, job opportunities, to allow them to live their lives freely. And all they are asking for is to practice their culture without the intimidation that we are seeing from the state. Mm-hmm. There is no secession. There is devolution, of course, is already captured in the constitution, so there is nothing illegal with that. If people devolve, they will devolve without a king, they will still devolve with a king. Secession, they can still secede without the king. So you are not curing anything. You are not healing anything. If you think that by preventing the people from having their king, then they are not going to secede, then you are completely mistaken. I thought that by giving them an opportunity to have a king, the government in Harare will be extending a hand of reconciliation to say, we want to recognize your right to practice your culture. Let's talk. Let's engage each other and heal each other as citizens.
Mm. Thank you very much for that information, Mr. Ncube. So, ngizokuthenga isilomlaleli ubaba Khumalo. Baba Khumalo, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba, kunjani?
Ngiphila kakhulu, ibizwa mbani Khumzi?
Mina ngujerot Khumalo.
Ye, akujoke Khumalo ukuthi udaba lolu ubona njani baba?
Udaba lolu uyazi ukuthi luzisa ubuhlungu thina ngapha esigabeni seMathebele. Ngani ngoba uyabona ukuthi izinduna ngokwazo nxa zikuthe kwaba lenkosi zithatha umthetho wokuphila kwabantu ngendlela eqondileyo. Ziwuletha ebantwini, usuka enkosini usuye ezinduneni, izinduna zibe zezibizwe sobhoko sobhukwayo sebebiza abantu, sebebatshela umthetho wokuphilisana kuhle abantu bengabantu esigabeni. Silandela isiko labantu lokuphila kwabantu. Ngoba nxa ukuthi indawo ngendawo ingelamthetho, akuphilwa kuhle ngoba ungakhangela kathi sesilazi izinduna, kodwa ngendlela ukuthi sesibuswa ngumbuso ukuthi sokubusa lezepolitiki, yikho osokusuka kungani abantu kabasaphilisani kuhle. Ikanti-ke nxa inkosi siba khona, mina ngibona siba lobubele ekuphileni kwabantu.
Kodwa ekuphikisaneni lapha-ke kwenyazani bakhona abanye bakukhumala besithi abathi inkosi ebekhona nguRafael Khumalo uzobuya, abanye njalo bathi nguPeter Khumalo, so uzobuya kathesi-ke ubulelani lobhengela Khumalo. Wena ume njani Khumalo?
Ngiyazi ukuthi ngime ngaphi. Ngime ezinduneni lapho izinduna ezahlangana khona, zahlala phansi zakhulumisana zabonisana ukuthi nangumuntu ongaphatha usiko lwabantu esibantwini. Iso lapho engimi khona.
So uhamba lobulelani lapho?
Nila, ihamba lobulelani lapho.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Khumalo. Laba bantu kuyabayisaba ukuthi engxe kungangena inkosi sokuyaganyula ilizwe, kumbe uzokuthiwa-ke osokumele kube khona yikuthi selizibusa vele lisabuswa ngabanye abantu. Ungathi nakhonokho? Usakhona nje Khumalo? Khumalo, ungazani-ke ifoni yakhe isiqhumekile. So he says, you know, if ever there is a seat of a king, then the king will relate well with the chiefs. And he says the problem right now is that chiefs are answerable to politicians. So it becomes problematic that, you know, for chiefs that are political, even if the constitution doesn't allow that. And then he says, you know, ndunas or chiefs are people who are supposed to bring peace to the nation. Instead of having this kind of friction all around, so the king stabilizes that. Yeah,
interesting. Let's go to Mr. Efi Ndlelancube. Are you still on the line?
I am.
Yes. What are the chiefs in Matabeleland saying about a new king?
Well, they are welcoming the crown prince with open arms. A decision was taken, a proper cultural decision was made by the people of this region. And the chiefs understand that we need a king in Matabeleland. Our culture is incomplete without a king. And that king is not a threat at all to government. It's not a threat at all to the republican nature of the state. The state will continue to elect these parliamentarians. It will continue to elect councillors. It will continue to have judges. It will continue to elect a president. So there is nothing that is threatening the state at all. The chiefs are very serious and determined to ensure that our culture is upheld, is promoted, that we preserve our history, our heritage, in the way they see fit. And the way they see fit is the one that is already captured in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, particularly in Chapter 15, that provides that the chiefs
must, and I repeat, must promote the culture, traditions, customs, and practices of the people upon whom they preside. Of course, you are going to have differences in terms of the interpretation of the rules of our culture. You'll be having people who believe this is the case, this is supposed to be done, others who believe otherwise. But at the end of the day, the chiefs are the guidance, the custodians of our culture, and they've made a decision, and the decision is that Crown Prince Bulela Ndobe Ngwenya Khumalo is the future king. It's just a matter of time when he is fully coronated. We are going to do that. We are going to work out a way to ensure that that is done. I'm happy that even the judge recognized the need to really find a finality to this issue, to ensure that there is no friction in the country. He recognized the fact that there is potential for friction arising if the government does not resolve the issue of kingship. It has to be resolved, and resolved in an orderly and peaceful manner.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yes. This was a sort of an interim order that was interim relief that was granted, right?
Yeah. So now let's go to Mr. Machubane Ncube. So the judge actually proposed that there should be some constitutional amendments. How long can that take, Mr. Machubane Ncube, for, you know, the accommodation of a king?
I did not appear in that matter, so I would know what the judge says, but what I understand is that the judge rejected the urgent application that was brought before him. But anyway, if one has to attend to the amendment of a constitution, it's a process that will take not less than 3 months, because when you are doing a bill to amend the constitution, you have to have it published for 90 days, it being debated by members of the public, it going back to parliament to follow the parliamentary process. So you are looking at a period in excess of 3 months. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I mean, at the beginning, when I joined this program, I'm saying the very provision that provides for the existence of a king in South Africa is what was copied by the draft people, and it is reflected as it is in Zimbabwe. So there is really no need to amend. It's just giving it its proper interpretation, and also interpreting it in line together with the Chapter 4 provisions on the Bill of Rights, the right being the right for one to enjoy their culture. You know, the community of Matabeleland has got their own culture. That culture requires that they be a king that presides over them. So really, for me, there is no need for any amendment of the constitution.
So they can go ahead and do the coronation without any serious repercussions?
What they need to do is to fight it in court and get a decision, because this is one judge who has said this. I don't know what they were arguing. I was not part of that process. But I'm saying this matter has to be resolved within the courts.
Of course, let's emphasize that it was an interim relief.
Yeah, interim order, yes.
So we hope that I think they'll go back to the courts until maybe it is determined by the Constitutional Court, or they can also push for an amendment. I think that is what the Home Affairs Minister, Obet Mpofu, was telling me in an earlier interview, that they can lobby their members of parliament to ensure there is that constitutional amendment. You know, that is the position of the government, that there is need for a constitutional amendment, Gibbs.
Mm-hmm. So I think, as usual, there's no extra time here.
Indeed.
Right?
Yes.
So, sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Abigail Ncube, spokesman of the Royal Crown Trust, and then Mr. Machubane Ncube, a human rights lawyer. We also want to thank our listeners and the viewers who joined us today. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely weekend.
And this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying, have a blessed weekend till We meet here again on Monday. Good night.
Kana kamuri ya Zimbabwe ino Studio 7
tishitete nyura tiri mu Washington DC linyali chona njani Zimbabwe omusi le yi Studio 7.